Today's daf is Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Gimel, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis Toshma. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanesuna Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus Refuah Shleima for Yeruchim Ben Minna and Binyamin Tzvi Ben Chana Ita. So the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph did a little pivot and went from the sugyas of Ashavas Aveda, which has been the topic of Perek Eilu Metzias, to the sugya of Prika and Te'ina. What's the connection? Obviously, intuitively, they're Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'oysa Inyan. From there, the Gemara digressed a little bit into a Machloikis Tanoim regarding the law of Tsar Balichai. So it's an idea, a concept that we're all familiar with, stating that there was some debate whether Tsar Bali Chaim is an Issa D'Oraisa or whether Tsar Bali Chaim is an Issa D'Rabbanan. What emerged from what we already saw was that depending on whether Tsar Bali Chaim is D'Oraisa or Tsar Bali Chaim is D'Rabbanan will determine how you're supposed to view conceptually the mitzvah of Perika. Meaning, if you see the chamor of your enemy, who's roivetz tachas masoi, who's lying underneath a load, the pasuk says, ozoiv tazoi vimoi. If you hold tzar bali chaim day raisa, the shoyrish of that mitzvah is help the animal. If you hold tzar bali chaim d'rabbanan, that means the Torah is not so sensitive to the tzar and the plight of the animal. What then does the Torah want you to do? The Torah wants you to help your friend. One of the nafkaminas we saw was, what would be if this animal belongs to a non-Jew? If the point of the mitzvah of Ozev Tazev is Tsar Bali Chaim Deiraisa, we're sensitive to the pain of the animal, then we don't care if this animal is owned by a Yid or if it's owned by an Eina Yehudi. If, however, the sensitivity is not to the animal, the sensitivity is to the owner of the animal, well, then it makes sense that this halacha would only be true if the animal is owned by a Yid, but if the animal is not owned by a Yid, maybe it would not be true. Either way, the Gemara had a Toshma and another Toshma, Teda, that Tsar Bali Chaim is Deiraisa, Teda, that Tsar Bali Chaim is the Rabbanon. Today's daf is going to pick up with that discussion, and the Gemara is going to continue to fire away with Toshmas, try to bring rayas from different braisos to this shayla of Tsar Bali Chaim deiraisa or Tsar Bali Chaim not deiraisa. Says the Gemara, Oyev lifroik v'soyne litan. What would be if a person has an opportunity at the same time to do the mitzvah prika and to do the mitzvah of te'ina? It just so happens that the person whose chamor requires prika is this person's oyev. It's a friend of his. The person who requires te'ina is this person's soyne. So should you do prika for your friend or should you do te'ina for your enemy? Says the braisa, mitzvah besoyne. The mitzvah is to do te'ina with the soyne. And the reason is we'd rather you do the mitzvah with the person that you don't like. And the tam is a musa reason, because we want a person not to hate people, and as a result, if you're going to do a favor for someone that you don't like, it's going to lead to a hava, and kidei lakuf es yitzrei, to overcome your yetzahara, your evil inclination that's telling you, I don't like this person, and as a result, I don't want to help him, say chazal, that it's better to do tina for the soyne than to do prika for the oyev. What's the Gemara's kash of Yisrael, v'tayit chazar b'lechaim deiraisa? If you're going to tell me that tzar b'lechaim is deiraisa, ha'adifleh, wouldn't it make sense to do prika, albeit to the oyev, versus doing tina for the soyne? Why? Because prika involves tzar to the animal, as we saw in yesterday's daf. As a result, there's a tzar bali chayim nekuda, as opposed to te'ina, which doesn't involve any tzar to the animal. So the Gemara's kasha is, if tzar bali chayim is the rabbanon, so good, then I can hear why you'd rather do te'ina for the soyne than do prika for the oyev. Kidei lakuf es yitzroi. But if on the one hand there's another cheshbin of tzar bali chayim deiraisa, whether it's halacha l'moichem Sinai, whether it's l'saksim shorpedisha, whatever pshat you prefer, but there's another piece, there's a secondary inyan going on over here, shouldn't that be machriya, and shouldn't that be more than the svar of kedei lokav esitzroi. Says the Gemara, no, could be tzar b'lechaim is deiraisa, and afilu hachi kedei lokav esitzroi. Adiv Chazal felt that the svar of kedei lokav esitzroi overrides even tzar b'lechaim deiraisa. Now the truth is, it's a little bit tzarich bir. Why would that be the case? It would make sense that tzar b'lechaim, which is a din deiraisa, would be better than this musar inyan of kedei lokav esitzroi. But the achrayim say a dover pasha. The achrayim say that we know, although tzar b'lechaim is a problem, and it could be it's even an issa deiraisa, but for a person's personal interest, he's allowed to cause pain to an animal. You're allowed to shecht an animal to eat it. The Rama says you're allowed to pluck a feather out of an animal if you want to put it in your hat or do something with it, right? You're allowed to do clinical trials on guinea pigs, on animals, even though you're being mitzayir the animals. And the reason is because Hashem told Adam HaRishon, Urdu bidgas hayam, and we have a right to have mastery over the animal kingdom. So as much as you can't be mitzayir an animal, but at the same time, for your benefit, this is something that you are allowed to do. So Zogin the Achroinim, Kidei Lokuf Hesitzre Zaychach Heshben. And therefore, it makes sense that even if Tzar Balechayim is Deiraisa, but Chazal felt that this was important, just like all the other aforementioned reasons that you see you can override even the din deiraisa of Tzar Balechaim. The point is that to the extent there's a benefit that man is going to have from being mitzayir the animal, there is no issa Tzar Balechaim. And that, says the Gemara, is the reason that even if you hold Tzar Balechaim deiraisa, kedei lokuf es itzroi is going to be other. Tashma, another raya. Soine sha'amru, soine yisrael, veloy soine oivet kecham. This halacha that says that a person has a mitzvah to do prika even with a soine. It's true dafka if the soine is a yid, not if the soine is an oivet kechavim. Now, the Gemara is going to assume that when we say soine sha'amru, would anyone say anything about soine? It means the pasuk in the Torah. Ki sirah chamor soinacha, roi veitz tachas masoi, v'chadaltum he'azoi v'loi, ozoiv tazoiv imoi. So that soine is dafko if the soine is Yisrael, not if he's a soine of kecham. So if you see your enemy that's in a prika situation who's a yid, then ozoiv tazoiv imoi. But if you see your enemy who's an any Yehudi who finds himself in the same situation, then v'chadalta. There's no halacha of ozoiv tazoiv imoi. Says the Gemara, I am Rebbe Shlomo Tzar b'lechaim deiraisa. I am Rebbe Tzar b'lechaim deiraisa. If you're going to tell me Tzar b'lechaim is deiraisa, mali soine Yisrael, mali soine yavi kechav. Meaning, Rebbe Shlomo Tzar b'lechaim is the rabbanon. So the only cheshbin is the owner. So I understand the difference between a soine Yisrael and a soine yavi kechav. But if Tzar b'lechaim is deiraisa, and as we mentioned in the introduction to the daf, that means the spirit of ozoiv tazoiv is mitzad the animal. So who cares if the soine, the owner of the animal, is a yid or not a yid? We care about the animal, and if that's the case, you should help the animal. Says the Gemara, "Mi sabres asoine dekro." You thought this brisa when it said soine sha'amru, meaning the Torah. No, what we mean is asoine de masnisin koi. The word soine is referring back to the brisa, not masnisin. Yeah, right. Girsa actually is masnisa. Which brisa? The brisa we just mentioned a minute ago. Oyev lifroig v'soine litoim. There's a mitzvah b'soine. That halacha of kidei lokav v'siyitzroig. That's true only if the soine is a soine Yisrael, not if the soine is a soine oyveit koichavim. But as it relates to the ikur mitzvah of ozev tazev imoy, tzar balichayim deiraisa, maybe, and it's based on the pain that the animal is suffering right now, and enochinami, the mitzvah is going to be true whether the owner of this animal is a yid or whether the owner of this animal is not a yid. Toshma, another raya, roiveitz. So the pasuk says, "Ki sirah chamor soinacha roiveitz tachas maso." So we learn from here, the loy raftson. So Rashi says roiveitz means mikrohu loy. It just punked happened to happen, as opposed to a raftson. This is a lazy animal that always finds himself in this kind of situation. So if it's a mikra that this animal is roivitz tachas masoi, that's when you have the halach of oziv tazev yimoy. But if this animal is a muid to do things like this, he's a rabtzon, then you don't have this halach. Another thing that we learn from the word roivitz, the loy oimed. Tafka, if the animal is sitting, not if it stands. If it's standing, struggling, it doesn't matter. There's no mitzvah of azev tazev imoy. Another halacha, kachas masoi v'loy mefurak. The only time there's a mitzvah is if this animal is underneath the masa, not if the masa is not on the animal anymore. Meaning, if the masa is not on the animal, then there's no mitzvah. Now, what does that even mean? If the masa is not on the animal, obviously there's no mitzvah of prika. It's already mefurak. Elamai means there's no mitzvah of te'ina. There is a mitzvah of te'ina. The Gemara is going to address this question. Tachas masoi. Another thing that we learn from the words tachas masoi, it has to be a masoi sheyochel lami, but it has to be a masa that ordinarily this animal would be able to handle. So two halachas that we learn from the word roivetz, and two halachas that we learn from the words tachas masoi. Roivetz v'loi ravtson, roivetz v'loi oimet. Tachas masoi, as opposed to mefurak. We'll see what that means. And tachas masoi, it has to be a masa shiyach alamit. So the Gemara says like this: V'amrit tzar b'lechaim de rice. If you're going to tell me tzar b'lechaim is de rice, mali roivitz or mali ravtzon or mali yoyme, then I don't understand the two things that we learn out from the word roivitz. Meaning, if tzar b'lechaim is the rabbanon, so this is a special din. It's a gzeiras hakosuv that there's a mitzvah of aziv tazi v'imoy. So I hear why you can somehow customize this halacha. Has to be a roivitz, shtaravtzin, a roivitz, not an oimit. But if tzar b'lechaim is de rice, you see an animal in pain. So if there's an animal in pain, then you have to go do what you need to do. It matters if it's pumping roivates or if it was a ravtan. It matters if it's lying on the ground or if it's standing, says the Gemara. You're right. From this price, you see that tzar b'lechaim is not the raisa, stating that, ha, mani, Rabbi Yosi Haglili, this price could be going according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, the Omar who holds tzar b'lechaim, the Rabbana. Meaning, we saw already that Rabbi Yosi Haglili is of the opinion that tzar b'lechaim is the Rabbana. No, let this price be Rabbi Yosi Haglili. And the Gemara says, Gishmak, hochenami mistabro. It's actually mistabro that the price is going according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Why? Because what it's saying, the safer the price, the toni, tachas masoi, masoi sheyochel amoid boy. There were two things that we learned from tachas masoi. The second one was, it has to be a mas that ordinarily this animal is able to carry. Man shamalei de islei haisvar. Right, who holds that svar? If that halacha sounded familiar, it's because we had it in the Mishnah in yesterday's daf. And who was the one that said it? Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Oh, Shmami Nos. You see from here that this price is Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Shita is Sar Balichayim is Dira Bonon. And if that's the case, it's very Gishmak. Says the Gemara, Mi Matzah Smukas Mok Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Could you tell me that this price is going according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili? Vaktani Seifa, the Seifa, the price is said, Tachas Masoi, Veloi Mefurok. One of the things we learned out from Tachas Masoi was not Mefurok. My Loi Mefurok. What does it mean? Ilay Loi Mefurok Klal. Doesn't mean that if it's Mefurok, there's no mitzvah. It's not true. There is a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Te'ina, haksiv, hakein, takim, imoy, ela pshita, loy mefurik, bechinim, ela besfak. What the braisa must mean, that if it's mefurik, although there's a mitzvah, but now the mitzvah is not to have to do it bechinam, but if you want to get paid, you have a right to get paid. Meaning, that's for sure what it means. Now, man shamalei de islei haisvara, who's the one that holds that although prika is bechinam, but te'ina is beschar, it's the rabbanon. What's the kasha? How could you tell me the braisa is Rabbi Yosi Haglili? We know it's the rabbanon. Says the Gemara, the obvious answer, Lo'olam Rabbi Yosi Haglili. The Brice says Rabbi Yosi Haglili, from the fact that the Brice holds Sar Balichayim is the Rabbanon, from the fact that the Brice of Darshan Stachas Masoi, it has to be a Masa that's Yochol Amid, boy, it emerges then that Rabbi Yosi Haglili holds like the Rabbanon that Ti'inos Beschar, no worries, Ubetinos, Savallah, Kirabbanon, and Achanami, Rabbi Yosi Haglili holds like the Rabbanon, as it relates to Tina, you have to know Udekarila Makarila. What was even the Havamin of the Gemara, that the Gemara didn't want Rabbi Yosi Haglili to be in line with the sheet of the Rabbanon, that Ti'ina is something you could do b'schar. Either way, another braisa that discusses all these different halachas. Tanu Rabbanon. It says in the Torah, Kisira chamor soinacha roivetz tachas masoi v'chadalta me'azoi v'loi ozev tazavim. This is the pasuk that discusses the halacha of Prika. From the fact that it says Kisira, you would think afilo me'rachoik, so you're driving on a major highway, you're going north, and you see a chamor on the south side of the highway that is in a prika situation. You have to find a jug handle, make a U-turn, and go ahead and do it. Meaning, it would seem a little bit, yeah, kisira. Doesn't matter how far it is. As long as you see it, that obligates you to do this. Talmud Omer. It's for that reason the Torah says, kisifka. Now, what does it say, kisifka? Kisifka shor oifcha oicha moiroi. This is a pasuk that's talking about Hashavas Aveda. The Ikar Parish of Hashavas Aveda, all the drushes and the psukim that we talked about for the most part in Perikei Lematzias was coming from Mishnah Torah, Parashas Kitzeis. But there is one pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim that talks about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. It's that pasuk. And it says Kisifka. So from the word Kisifka, it would seem you have to encounter. And if you don't encounter, this halach is not going to be true. Kisifka, had it only said Kisifka, Yochab Kiyamavish, I would think this animal literally has to hit you in the nose in order for this halach to be Nogeya Tamaloy Mekisira. That's why the Torah said Kisira. So by Perika it says Kisira. By Ashnovas Aveda it says Kisifka. So which one is it? Is it Ri'i or is it Sifka? Says the Gemara. We learn from here that the Izohi Ria Shiesh Papkiya, it has to be a Ri'iyah that involves a little Pkiya. And Shiru Chachamim, the Chachamim made an assessment and they said, Echam Misheva Umechza B'mil. It's 1/7.5 of a mil. So you take a mil, you divide it into 7.5 parts, and it's one of those parts. V'zehu ris, and this is what we know as a ris. Now, it's interesting. This whole b'rais is predicated on there being an apparent contradiction within the mitzvah of prika. On the one hand, it says, kisira chamor soinacha, all you have to do a seer. On the other hand, it says kisifka, which sounds like you have to encounter it. Which one is it? So the Gemara says it's both. And it has to be a re'ir sheyesh b'pkiyah. The truth is, it's not really a stira. One's talking about the mitzvah of Prika, and the other one's talking about the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. Oh, but the teretz is, like we've been saying, that it's really all me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan. That's why we went from the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda to the sugyas of Ozev Tazev and Hakim Takim. And being that they're all related, the Gemara held that this was a kasha, ad kidei kach, that we learn a halacha, that it has to be a re'iyah shneyesh babkir. Either way, one more halacha, tana, we learned in a braisa. As it relates to the halacha of Teina, umadido imay ad parsa. So if you're going to be mekayin in the midst of hakim takim, you can't just load the animal and then assume everything is going to be okay. Meaning this animal was already in a compromised position. So how do you know it's not going to happen again? So what you have to do is you have to be malava. You walk together with this animal for a little bit, how much up to a parsa, and that's when you mekayim your mitzvah. So the mitzvah of hakim takim does not end when you actually do the te'ina. You have to follow through a little bit. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana said, v'noitel schar. Just like you get schar for the actual te'ina, you can ask for payment for that livui, that medadi imoy, that additional work that you are going to do. Pause. So before we go weiter, two ha'aris, as it relates to just wrapping up, very short ha'aris, the mitzvah of Tzar Bali Chaim. So the first ha'aris is, what emerges is, Tzar Bali Chaim deraisa d'rabban. Big shayla, toshma's all over the place. Teida Tzar Bali Chaim deraisa, teida Tzar Bali Chaim d'rabbanon. But one thing was clear, and that is that Rabbi Yosi Aglili is the Tana that seems to be of the opinion that Tzar Bali Chaim is d'rabbanon. So last night, we mentioned Dar Sameach in Hilchas Shabbos Perek Chaf Hei, who's Miyashiv, an apparent Stiris HaRambam, the Vilna Goyin Tzorichian, where the Rambam in Hilchas Reitzeach, in the Sugis of Ti'ina and Prika, seems to paskin that Tzar Bali Chaim is the Rabban, and Hilchas Shabbos, based on the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chaf Ches, and Shabbos Kuf Nun Dalet, seems to paskin that Tzar Bali Chaim is the Reisa. And the Goyin says, Tzorichian, Rameh Simchas HaRachidish, that there's two Sugis of Tzar Bali Chaim. This Tzar Bali Chaim, it can't be Mitzayir, an animal, for all the reasons that the Rishonim give. And then this Tzar Bali Chaim on Shabbos, where it says in the Torah, L'man Yonuach, Shorcha V'chamayrecha, that just like a man has the right to rest on Shabbos, so do animals that belong to Yidden have a right to rest as well. And being that the Torah was makbid on the resting of the animal, if you're going to go and you're going to cause it pain, you're going keneged the kpedas haTorah. Meis Simcha says it's a lashon mushal, it's a borrowed lashon, meaning Tzar Bali Chaim is true on Shabbos, Tzar Bali Chaim is true always. They're me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'in, but they actually don't mean the same exact thing. The bottom line is that that was that Or Samech. At the very, very end of the shtickle, Rameir Simcha adds one nekuda. He says that this Gemara Masechta is Be'ya, Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph. The Pasuk says, Ach Ashe Yeyoche L'chol Nefesh, Hu Levada Yeyose L'chem. This is the Pasuk that teaches us, Ein Bein Shabbos L'yontif, Elo Meleches Oichel Nefesh Bovad. You're not allowed to do Lamatas Meleches on Yontif, just like you're not allowed to do them on Shabbos, with the very, very broad, ambiguous exception, and that is Meleches Oichel Nefesh. What's Meleches Oichel Nefesh? See Meseches Beya. But either way, says the Gemara, Ach Asher Yochel L'chon Nefesh Shmu Levadu Yosel Lochem, Mimash B'Shenem L'chon Nefesh. From the fact that it says in the Torah L'chon Nefesh, Shemei Ani, I would think, Afilu Nefesh Behema V'mashma, that this includes even the Nefesh of the Behema. Ki'inyin Shenemar, we define that a Behema is called a nefesh. Umake nefesh behema yishalmena. Talmud loymar lochem, says the Gemara. That's why the Torah said lochem, and we learn from there lochem v'loy leklofim, that you could only do melachas eichel nefesh for a person, but not for a caliph. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva, I mean Rabbi Akiva says, I feel a nefesh behema b'mashma. No, that if it says nefesh, it means even the nefesh behema. Imkei ma talmud loymar lochem, lochem v'loy loyvdei koychavim. Uma roz the Rabbi says aklovim ulohitzi es oyvdei koychavim, and the Gemara goes ahead and the Gemara gives an explanation. I have a machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and Masechtes Beya. In the sugis of Malachas Eichel Nefesh on Yontif, what were memait from the word lochem? Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, you're allowed to cook for people, you can't cook for cloth, you can't cook for animals. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you're allowed to cook for people and for animals. What then is lochem memait? You can't cook for oivdik hechom. Zakur Meir Simcha, it's not rochik to say that this Rabbi Yosi Aglili in Beya Chaf Aleph is l'shitosoy in Bava Mitzniya Daf Lamed Beis. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who's the man domer and shas that old Tzar Bali Chaim lavdei reisa, he was not so sensitive to animal rights, and as a result, he old Tzar Bali Chaim is nitkan yisadei reisa, and so too you're allowed to do melachas eichel nefesh, but the melachas eichel nefesh that you're allowed to do for a person, but this melachas eichel nefesh is not something something you're allowed to do for an animal. Rabbi Akiva was chaylik. Rabbi Akiva probably owed Sarba l'chaim de'raisna. But Al Kaponim says Rabbi Simcha one beautiful knitch, and that is that if you learn that sugya good in Masech Tisbeya, you're going to see that all the Rishonim Paskin like Rabbi Yosei Agluli. It's a chiddush, because usually Allah is Rabbi Akiva mechaveira, but here the Allah is like Rabbi Yosei Agluli, and the Rama Mefurish and Perek Aleph and Ilchus Yontif Paskin is like Rabbi Yosei Agluli. So he says, Yesh Loimar, that's the Rambam Lashitasa who Paskin Sarba Lechaim Durabonim. Because really it's a chiddush that the Rambam holds Sarba Lechaim Durabonim. So where did the Rambam get it, Sarba Lechaim Durabonim? Incidentally, a lot of Rishonim Acholik with the Rambam. So how did the Rambam come across Sarba Lechaim Durabonim? Because he held that who is it? It's Rabbi Yosei Agluli, and it's Rabbi Yosei Agluli Lashitasa here in Sechtes, Beya Dafchaf Aleph, and over there it's Muchach in the Sugi that the Aloch is like Rabbi Yosei Agluli, it's like classic Arsameya. Says Rameya Simcha, Yesh Moimar, that's the Nakud over here. That's the first Ara. The second Ara, which is also Rameya Simcha, and that is, if you look in the Psukim that talk about the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, the mitzvah of Prika, the mitzvah of Te'ina, there's a glaring dirk. In Parshas Mishpatim, the Pasuk says like this, Ki Sifka Shor Oifcha. If you're going to see the shor of your enemy, or the chamor of your enemy that's lost, there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And then the pasuk says, "Ki sira chamor soinacho." If you're going to see the chamor again of your enemy, roivitz ben masoi, the chadal to meyazu vloy, osif tazivima, you have the mitzvah of prika. So the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda and the mitzvah of prika, and the Torah says that if you see your enemy, in parshnas ki seitze, the Torah says, "Loi sira eshor ochicha." The Torah mentions the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, the parish of Salamto, Isuchel Salim, and the Torah refers to this person as Ochicha. Again, the mitzvah of Te'ina. In Parshas Kitzeitze, where the Torah mentions the two mitzvahs, Hashavas Aveda and Te'ina, we refer to the person not as your enemy, but we refer to the person as your brother. We refer to him as your oyev, as your friend. Shtelz Ramei Simcha Meshachachmet, and Parshas Kiseitze, then why in Mishpatim is it Hashavas Aveda with your enemy? Is it Prika with your enemy? And in Parshas Kiseitze, it's Hashavas Aveda with your friend, your brother, and it's Te'ina with your brother. Says Ramei Simcha, I'm going to tell you why. The Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. What's going on over here? The Torah says you see your enemy. We're varfing enemies over here, as if it's normal to have an enemy. You're not supposed to have an enemy. The chimutter, is it okay, Frank the Gemara, for someone to hate somebody? Why is the Torah even talking about such a situation? Says the Gemara. It's talking about not someone who hates someone because he just doesn't like him, but rather we're talking about someone that hates somebody else because he saw him do a dvar erva. And if you see someone do a dvar erva, mutter l'snoisoi. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says, mitzvah l'snoisoi. Now, that's not our Indian right now. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara Pesachim, what does it mean you hate this person? Really, you have no right to hate this person. But it's talking about when you hate him because of the fact that he did an Aveira. And being that he did an Aveira, therefore you have a gerech to hate him. Says Rav Meir Simcha, dover noira. It's a chiddush l'alacha. He says, if you see someone do an Aveira, and you're mamish gonna be a kanoi, you're going to be Mekana Kinnitz Hashem, Mamish like Pinchas Ben Elazar Ben Haran HaKoyin, who was Heshev Es Chamosi. It's a good thing to be a Kanoi. And you're ready to be a Kanoi right now. Says Ramei Simcha, that's fine. But before you do that, you better check your own inventory, and you better make sure that you're okay. Meaning, a person who's Taka Kavanaki, a person who's an Ish Kosher, he's an Ish Chassid, he's an Oisk Altaniyit, he wants to be a Kanoi. He sees someone doing Aver, he says, I hate you because of the fact that you're from the Mesanei Hashem, that's Peseder, that's a mitzvah, it's the right thing to do. Mutter l'snoisai could be even mitzvah l'snoisai, but that's only if you're holding thereby. You have to be on that madrega. But if you're the same balavera, or maybe different nosach, not the same balavera, but you have your averus and he has his averus. At the end of the day, you don't have the heter l'snoisai, you don't have the mitzvah l'snoisai. So says Rav Meir Simcha, in Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah talks about enemies. In Parshas Kiseitze, we're talking about brothers. What happened between Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Kiseitze? A lot happened. 40 years happened. But you know what happened between Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Kiseitze? There was a Chet Ha'egel. Before the Chet Ha'egel, Klal Yisrael was Berum HaMailo. And because they were Berum HaMailo, You met a Yid, he was from the Dardeya, as Asart Mensch was holding on a Madrega of having a Soyne, a Mutilus Noisai. He was holding on the Madrega of having a Mitzvahless Noisai. He was Shaykhta. But after the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael already fell. Tremendous, tremendous Madregas. And it came to the point that the Gemara says in Sukkah Mem Hei Amid Beis, Ro'isi B'nei Aliyah. They're so rare. It's so uncommon to find someone who doesn't do averus. In that world, there's no mutalus noisai, says Ramei Simcha. There's no mitzvahless noisai. And if that's the case, deeper akasa b'loshen hoiva, the Torah already didn't talk about soinim. Here already the Torah talks about brothers. Because a soine, that's only if it's mutalus noisai. That's only if it's mitzvahless noisai. That was shayich. There were people on that drega in Parshas Mishpatim. By Parshas Kiseitse already, 40 years in, this was something that was already not Dibra Kosab Lashon Hoiva, and it's for that reason the Torah Taka didn't mention the Soine, rather the Torah mentions Achicha, it's a Chiddush LaHalacha, but that's what Rameir says, Rameir Simcha says. So we have a classic Arsamech, and we have a classic Meshach Ochman, the Gate Vaita, Zok the Mishnah, Avedosnoi, Vavedas Ofif. You might be familiar with this Mishnah. So somebody is walking on the street, and he sees his Aveda, and he sees his father's Aveda. So, should you go get yours? Or maybe you should be Mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, no less with your father. Says the Mishnah, Avedasai Koidem, your Aveda comes first. Avedasai, Avedas Rabboi. What if you see your Aveda and you see a Rebbe's Aveda? Again, Shaloi Koidem. Avedas Oviv, Avedas Rabboi. What happens if you're walking on the street and you see two Avedas, and one Aveda belongs to your father, the other Aveda belongs to your Rebbe? So the halacha is, Shal Rabboi Koidem, your Rebbe comes first. And the reason is, Shaloviv, Hevi, Eloilam Hazah, you have to have Hakar Satev to your father. Why? Because he brought you to this world. But he brought you to Olam Hazeh. When you were born, there was no guarantee that you're going to make it to Olam Haba. Your Rebbe who taught you Torah, and Olam Haba obviously is more than Olam Hazeh. That's why if you see Avedas Av, Avedas Rabbi, Avedas Rabbi Koydemes, Viv Aviv Chacham. What if your father's a Chacham? Then Shal Aviv Koydemes, then already your father's going to be first. Now, if you look here, you see that there's a little base which sends you to the Agoy Sagra, who sends you to different Rishonim and different Gersayas in the Mishnah. And really, the Noisei, we're not going to talk about this, is what does it mean in Aviv Chacham? Chacham means, meaning as long as your father's a Chacham, it means your father's your Rebbe, it means your father's on the same level in learning as your Rebbe is. Aviv Chacham, that's all you need. Meaning once the Aviv is a Chacham, then already there's no Halacha of Rabbi Kodemus. That's a big discussion in the Rishon. What happens if a person's father and his Rebbe were both carrying a load? You have a mitzvah now to help them. So what should you do? First help your Rebbe, then help your father. What happens if your father and your Rebbe, they were both taken into captivity and you have an opportunity now to do Pidyon Shvuyim? So you're supposed to be Poyde your Rebbe, then afterwards you pay to your father. Then Aviv Chacham, again, the same caveat, pay this. Aviv Achach, pay this, Rabbi. If your father's a Chacham, then the father comes first. Either way, two big halachas were just said in this mission. Number one, your Aveda comes before Sayyid fathers and Sayyid Rebbe's, and if it's a question of your father and your Rebbe comes first. Why? Because your Rebbe brought you to Ilam Haba, your father only brought you to Ilam Hazah, then Hoya Aviv Chacham, then already the father comes first, says the Gemara. As it relates to the first halacha of the Mishnah, Avedasi Vavedas Aviv, or Avedasnoi Vavedas Rabbi. Avidasi always comes first. Minan immediately, what's the makar to this? Amar Rav Yehuda, my Rav. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. Amar Kratz learned that from the following pasuk: Efes kiloi yeh b'cha evyon. And from there we learn, shalcha koidim l'shnau kol adam, that you come before anybody else. So what does this mean? We saw this already a few times earlier in the parak. Rashi on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, Tap Rashmi said, "Efes kilo yebecha evyoin loy savi atzmacha lidei anius." It's as if this pasuk is a laugh, meaning pashit, it's a haftacha, but it's as if the Torah is saying, "Don't do something that may bring lidei anius." Rashi here says similarly, "He zoyer mina anius." Be careful! Don't do something that's going to put yourself in a situation where you're going to be an arman. So if you see your aveda and you're not going to pick it up, that may bring you lidei anius, and therefore that overrides aveda sabiv and aveda rabiv. I'm Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah said the name of Rab. Kalak mekayim ba'atz mekach. But any person that's going to go ahead and he's going to be mekayim this inyan too much, meaning every time there's a situation of I can help myself or I can help somebody else, you're always going to say, it's a pasuk in the Torah, Efes kilo yeh b'cha evyoy, I'm going to have to help myself first. He's armin anias. You should know, seif boli dekach. You're going to end up becoming an arman. This is law of attraction 101. If you think too much, and you're too fazorked and you're too worried that if I help a person, I do a chesed, it's going to bring me to a bad place, those thoughts, the machshavas, are going to lead you to a funny place, tracht gut, vet zayn gut, and you have to think positive. So It's true, you have to balance it. On the one hand, there is a halacha of Efes Kilo Yir B'chol Evyoin, but Rav Yehuda said in the name of the great Rav, Kol HaMakayim Ba'atzmei Kach, Soif Lova L'idei Kach. Before we go weiter, just one interesting thing. You know, we know the halacha is, Ba'usha Hiskinu, it's Gemara in Ksubas Davnun Amad Aleph, HaMevazvez Al Yevazvez Yoyseh Michoymish. And Rashi says, Al Atar, in Ksubas Davnun Amad Aleph, why isn't HaMevazvez Al Yevazvez Yoyseh Michoymish, Shema Ya'ani? Because we're afraid that if a person's going to give away more than a Choymish, he's going to become an Aramah. So, for a minute, it bothered me. It sounds like that whole Indian of don't do something that's going to lead Lidei Anius was Mitakon Asusha. See, it's a Din Dairaisa, Efes Kilo Yebucha Evyoin. He's Zormen Anius. Loi Tavi Atzbucha Lidei Anius. The Teretz, of course, is Pashid. The Teretz is the Iker Klal and the principle of don't do something that's going to bring you Lidei Anius. That's a Din Dairaisa, Efes Kilo Yebucha Evyoin. The chiddush of Usha was that they gave parameters. They said, HaMevazvez, Al Yevazvez, Yoyseh Michoymish. They gave you a Shulchan Aruch of how to give tzedakah and how to do mitzvahs, and that is work with a Choymish. But in a chinami, you see from our Gemara that we're learning that the Takonas Usha of HaMevazvez, Al Yevazvez, Yoyseh Michoymish is really rooted in a Din Dei Raisa. Just to add one neufach, Rabbi Kiveger and Gilyan Ashas, we spoke about this back in the day. Right there in Ksubas Daf Nun Amud Aleph sends you to a Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says that HaMevazvez Al Yevazvez Yoyseh Michoymish was a halacha l'moshe Mesinai. And it was one of the halachas that were forgotten. And Be'ushne Hiskinu, they were mesakin this halacha. But really, they were merely reinstituting something that really is a Din Dairais. It's more geschmack. So it's true, HaMevazvez Al Yevazvez Yoyseh Michoymish is rooted in a Din Torah of Efes Kilo Yir B'cha Evyoin. The chiddush of HaMevazvez Al Yevazvez Yoyseh Michoymish is that sheer, it's the number of a chaymish, either way. Hoya aviv v'rabbi noisin masoi v'chul. So we had a whole bunch of different halachas that relate to a person that finds himself at a crossroads. He could help his father, he could help his rabbi. And the Mishnah says, it's very simple, you help your rabbi. Unless your father's a chacham, then already it's going to be different. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Rabbi Shamru, when it says in the Mishnah Rabbi, how do you define rabbi? Rabbi shalimdoi chachma. It means your rabbi that taught you chachma. Rashi says, Vahu Nikra Gemara. It's what we know today as Gemara. So basically, it's your rabbi that taught you Gemara. Abba Veloi Rabbi Shalimdai Mikra Mishnah, as opposed to your rabbi that taught you Mikra or even Mishnah, Divi Rame. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Shne Roiv Chachmasai Heimenu. The definition of rabbi is someone who's Roiv Chachmasai Heimenu. So if most of your Chachma you learned from this yid, that's the definition of rabbi. Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu Loiheir Ein of Eleben Mishnah Achas Zehu Rabbi. That if there's a person who taught you, he enlightened you, literally, with one Mishnah, that's enough for him to be considered Rebbe. Amar Rabba said, I'll give you an example of someone who is Heir, someone's Einayim be Mishnah Achas. Kengoin Rav Schoira, the Asbaron Zua Molisteroin. So Rabba said that there's a Mishnah, and this Mishnah, if it doesn't sound familiar, it's because it's a Masechtas Kalim Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Beis, talks about this utensil called the Zua Molisteroin. And Rabba said, I never knew what it was until Rav Schoira explained it to me. So what was it? So Rashi says that it's a ladle that's used to remove foam from something that's cooking. Either way, Shmuel once riced kriya for one of the Rabbanon, the Azbrei, who explained to him the following Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Masechtas Tamid. Echad Yoyre the Amas HaShechi, the Echad Poiseach Kivon. So there's long Rashis over here, surprisingly, that explains exactly what these two things mean. Either way, it's the Mishnah in the beginning of Masechtas Tamid, which talks about how the Kehanim walked around with keys because they had to get into different rooms during different times of the Avodah, and the two keys that are described here is one as being Yoyre the Amas HaShechi, and the other one, Peseach Kivon. The short version is, one of these doors that were opened with the key was a door where, in order for the Kohen to open up the door, he had to reach and stretch out really high. Mamash, he literally had to stretch to the point where his underarm was was somewhat compromised. And that's why it was referred to as the one that's Yoyred Amas HaShech. The other one was Peseach Kivon. Kivon means grud. Meaning it was straight, it was simple, it was easy, it wasn't complicated at all. Either way, Shmuel had a Tana who explained to him this Mishnah, and he was so makratoived to him that he literally raised kriya when this person died over the fact that he considered him his Rebbe. Amar Ula said, Talmidei Chachamim Shebebavel, Oimdim Zemet Nezeh. They stand up for each other. V'koirin Zelzeh. And they rise Kriya over each other when they die. Obele Inyan Aveda, but when it comes to Aveda, B'makim Aviv, if it would be a Shaila of Echa Mibnei HaChabura, versus his father. In a chazan el rabbi muvak, the only time they treat a rebbe as a rebbe is if that rebbe is a rabbi muvak. This next gemara is a classic. Rav Chisda once asked Rav Huna the following question: Talmid v'tzarech le rabbi ma? What happens if somebody finds avedas rabbi avedas aviv, but this rebbe, who's his rebbe? He fits one of the criteria of rebbe, but he's someone that needs his talmid. Meaning, as much as the Rebbe is the Rebbe and the Talmud is the Talmud, the Rebbe has to come on to the Talmud. Would he still be considered a Rebbe as it relates to this halacha or not? Now, the background to this Gemara we're about to learn is that Rav Huna was Rav Chisda's Rebbe. So Rav Chisda the Talmud asks Rav Huna this question: what happens if you have a Rebbe who needs to come on to his Talmud? Would he be considered Rabbi? Amalei, so Rav Huna heard this. Rav Huna took it as if Rav Chisda was sort of suggesting that Rav Huna, although he's the Rebbe, he has to come on to his Talmud, Rav Chisda. So he told him, Chisda, loy tzarich nalach, I don't need you. Sounds like that's what you're implying. Ad srichas li, you need me. Now, there's two ways to learn this Gemara. Ak arbon shnin ikpedi ahadadi. For 40 years, there was a hekpeda between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. V'loy ayli v'gabe ahadadi. And one didn't go to the other. And the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Chisda arbon tanesa. Rav Chisda fasted 40 tanesa mishum d'cholosh daiti to Rav Huna because he caused Rav Huna chalish nasadas. And Yosef Rav Huna arbon tanesa. And Rav Huna fasted 40 tanesa mishum d'cholosh Rav Chisda because he was chosh Rav Chisda. I'm going to get back to this in a minute. Amar Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef. Rabbi Yitzchok by Yosef said the name Rabbi Yochanan, halachic Rabbi Yehuda, as it relates to the different shitas regarding how you define Rabbi. What were they again? Rabbi Meir said it's Rabbi Shalom Dei Chachma, right? It has to be the Rabbi who taught you Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda said it's Kol Sheroiv Chachmasai Hey Meno. Rabbi Yosef said it's Afilu Loheir Einav Ela B'Mishna Achas. So who do we paskin like? So Rabbi Yitzchok by Yosef said the name Rabbi Yochanan, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, who said, "Roiv Chachmasai Hemen." Rav Acher bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Acher bar Huna said the name Rav Sheshes. Halacha Rav Yosef. Even if he taught you only one mishnah, Faith the Gemara. Umi Amar Rav Yochanan. Hachi, did Rav Yochanan really say this? From Rav Yochanan said, "Halacha Kstam Mishnah." V'tnana, we learn Rabbi Shalim Doi Chachma. And it sounds like Rabbi Shalim Doi Chachma means as long as he teaches him Gemara, it doesn't have to be like Rabbi Yehuda where it's Roiv Chachmasai. There's no mention of Roiv Chachmasai. Says the Gemara, "My Chachma. What does Chachma mean?" Roif Chachmasai, and therefore, really, Rabbi Yochanan's principle of Halacha Kistam Mishnah is consistent with the fact that he paskins Rabbi Shemlim Dei Roif Chachmasai. So two aras. The first ara is, so what's Halacha L'maisa as relates to this Halacha? Avedas Rabbi, Avedas Aviv, one of the first Mishnayos anyone ever learns, certainly Gemara, and how does it play itself out? So the Shulchan Aruch in the laws of Avedu Metzia says, Poga Bavedas Aviv U Bavedas Rabbi. Somebody finds the Aved of his father and the Aved of his Rebbe. Hoya Aviv Shokul Keneged Rabbi. If his father is equal to his Rebbe, Shal Aviv Koidemes, then you're supposed to return the Aveda of your father. The Imlav, let's say your Rebbe is more chashev and learning than your father. Shal Rabbi Koidemes, the Rebbe comes first. V'hu sheyiyeh Rabbi Muvik, says the Mechaber. This is only true if this Rebbe is your Rebbe Muvik. She roiv chachmasoi shal toira lo mad mimenu. When you learn from him, roiv of your toira. First of all, you see a definition of Rabbi Muvik. So it has to be a Rebbe Muvik. It has to be roiv chachmasoi, which was the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Who paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? It was Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We know we almost always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, paskins very, very clearly like Rabbi Yochanan, who paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. It has to be Rav Chachmasai Hemen. This halacha is brought down in another place. It's brought down in Yerudei Simin Reish Mem Beis Sif Lamed Dalet, and that's where the Shulchan Aruch discusses the laws of Kvod Rabbi V'Talmud Chacham. Meaning, it's brought down in Hilchis Aveda Umitziah, and it's brought down in Uchas Kvay Rabbi V'Talmud Chacham. Aveda Umitziah meets not the Aveda Umitziah component of this halacha, and in Hilchas Kvay Rabbi V'Talmud Chacham meets not the Hilchas Rabbi component. There's two dinim in this halacha, and that's why it's brought down in these two different places in Shulchan Aruch. Either way, there the Mechaber says word for word, we don't have to read it again, it's mamish verbatim, what he says here in Chosha Mishpat. However, the Ramah adds a comment there that he doesn't add in Chosha Mishpat. Says the Ramah, Yeshayim. This that a Rebbe comes before your father, that's only true if the Rebbe learns with his Talmidim Bechinam. But let's say you have a Rebbe.
But who's paying for your Rebbe? It's your father that's paying for your Rebbe. Who's paying your schar limit? Your father's the one who's paying the tuition. Umelanda, in that case, it's pashut aviv koydim l'chol davar v'chein nirali iker. So says the Rama, I heard a yeshayim that says that the only time the Rebbe comes first, that it's if the Rebbe's teaching for free. But if someone's paying his paying him to do it, and oh, by the way, it's your father that's doing it, then it's pasha, your father's going to come first. Now, this Yesha Oimrim that the Rama says he found is the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim, it's in Simon Tov Kuf Pei, he says it word for word. The Shach brings it, and the Shach adds a part of the Sefer Chassidim that the Rama didn't even mention, and that is what happens if there's a Rebbe who did not want to teach this Talmud unless somebody was going to pay him, and the father couldn't pay him. The Yehudi or Yehudim noisn lo yaschirus lalamdoi. But there's a person who's giving tzedakah and he is paying the schar limud for this child. Oz avedas bal hanoisen koidem. Then if it would be a shaila of the Rebbe or the person who's paying the Rebbe, even then he would come first. Now, Kamuvan, this is a much bigger chiddush because Aviv the rabbi, Aviv has a schutz mitzad Aviv. He's Mevi'e L'chayi Olam Hazeh. Rabbi has a schus mitzah, the fact that he's Mevi'e Olam Habah. So you're going to tell me when the father's also paying the tuition, so then already he has two milas. Number one, he's Mevi'e Olam Hazeh. Number two, he's Mevi'e on some level Olam Habah. He's Kodemus. But the Sefer Chassidim says, don't make that mistake. It's even more than that. Because even if it's not your father, it's a shayla of the person who's teaching you versus the person who's paying the person that's teaching you. Even then, you see the koyach of achzak satayra. Even then, kesef yanes akoyel. Even then, you see that he has a milo. Either way, that's the way that Allah is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That's the first story. The second story is the Gemara told a story. Kaboy minei Rav Chisda mei Rav Huna. Rav Chisda was once with his Rebbe Rav Huna, and he asked him the following question: what would be if you have a Talmud v'tzarech le'rabba? What would be if there's a Talmud that's walking? He sees avedas aviv. He sees avedas rabbi, and the aveda of his Rebbe is an aveda of a Rebbe that fits all the criteria of a Rebbe, learned Rav Chachmasa Mimenu, but at the same time, he's also a rabbi that's tzarech l'talmidai. The Rebbe has to come onto the Talmud. What would be the halach? So Rav Huna, when he heard the Shaila, in his mind, he thought that Rav Chisda was trying to say, meaning, what would be, Rav Huna, if I saw my father's aveda and I saw your aveda? Being that you need to come on to me, would I have a chiv of Rabbi Kodemes or not? Amaleis Rav Huna told him, Chisda, Chisda, loy tzarich nolach. He says, the whole premise of your question is a mistake. I don't need you. I'm tzrichas li, you need me. Says the Gemara, Adar bon shnin ikbedi hadadi. For 40 years, imagine, there was paid between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, v'lei ayli the gabi adodi. Yosef Rav Chisda arbon tanesim mishum dechalosh daiti the Rav Huna, and Yosef Rav Huna arbon tanesim mishum dechalosh day the Rav Chisda. So when you see a Gemara like this, you know where to go. Rav Reuben Margolis, in his Sefer, Mechkorim Bedarkei HaTalmud, and this is Mechkar Gimel, it's called Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda. So he brings a comment that Rav Tzvi Hershchayis makes on this Gemara, in his Agoyis, Mesechtes Gittin Dav Zayin Amad Aleph. The comment is actually related to a Gemara Mesechtes Erevin Dav Lamed Ches Amad Beis. The Gemara says, Kad Noch Nafshe De Rav Huna, when Rav Huna left the world, Ayol Rav Chisda Lemir Medarav Adarav. Rav Chisda walked into Beis Medrash, and he asked the steer between two Alachas of Rav. Frank Rav Tzvi Hershchayis, Rav Chisda asked the steer between two Alachas of Rav, Beseder. That's what we do. 2,711 dafin that are molly the goddess, things like that. Why is it important that this happened kad noch nafshe de Rav Huna? Says Rav Tzvi Hershchayis, I'm going to tell you why. Because ayin baba mitziyah taflam gimel amad aleph. The Gemara says that there was a kpeda between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda for 40 years. And for those 40 years, Rav Chisda did not enter the Beis Medrash of Rav Huna. So, for those 40 years, he couldn't have asked this question. What happened? Kad noch nafshe de Rav Huna. Now Rav Huna wasn't alive anymore. Now Rav Chisda is able to enter the Beis Medrash. And now he walked in and he asked this kasha. But that's the rest of the story. That's why this halach is kad noch nafshe de Rav Huna. Because up until that point, because of the kpeh, they couldn't walk in. And then Rav Tzvi Hershchayis says, v'zeh emes. What I'm saying now is emes lamitay. That's the pshat in kad noch nafshe. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, quote, Vihine, Lu som Rab Tzvi Chayis Lev, La Asher Mosru Chachomenu Al Toitzois Ham Urahu, The Yosef Rav Chisda Arbon Tanesa Mishum De Cholish Taiti De Rav Huna, The Yosef Rav Huna Arbon Tanesa Mishum De Chosh De Rav Chisda, Hoye Mefakfeik Ma'oid Ba'amitas Havonosai. Says, I think if Rab Tzvi Hershchayis would have been misplaying a little more in what the Gemara says, literally in this piece of Gemara, was the reaction of Rav Chisda and Rav Huna, I think he would have questioned the amitos of what he's saying. I don't know if he would have said it with such confidence. This is an MS. Meaning, Rav Chisda fasted 40 Taneisim, Rav Huna fasted 40 Taneisim. Seems strange. They didn't see each other for 40 years, yet they were so tzabrochen about it that they were fasting. So if you're fasting because it bothers you so much, so make up. I don't understand. 40 years? There was a kpeda? It seems very, very strange. But Lamai said, it's a mefurish gemara. It says Rav Ruvar Margolis, it's a mefurish gemara if you read the gemara the way Rav Tzvi Hershchayis read the gemara. It's a mefurish gemara if you put the comma where Rav Tzvi Hershchayis put the comma. He said, but there's another way you can read the gemara. Kaboy minei Rav Chizda mei Rav Huna. Talmud v'tzarech l'rabbi mai amaleis, and he told him, Chizda, loy tzarech nolach ad tzrichas li ad arba en shnin. You need me for up to 40 years. Why 40 years? Because the Gemara says in Soita Daf Chav Beis that a Talmud is supposed to learn by his Rebbe up until 40 years. The Talmud can't be Oymed al Soif Daito Shal Rebbe. So he says, for 40 years you need me. After that, Ikbidi Adadi, there was like a shtickl peda because this was an uncomfortable exchange. V'loy Ayli V'gabi Adadi for a little bit of time, but they regretted it immediately. And Yosef Rav Chizda Arban Taneis Mishum D'Cholosh Daito the Ravuna, and Yosef Rav Huna Arban Taneis Mishum D'Cholosh Daito the Rav Chizda. Rav Tzvi Hershchayis put the kama of Ad Tzrichas Li kama Ad Arban Shnin Ikbidi Adadi. Obzok Rav Margolis, that's not where you're supposed to put the kama. And the emes is, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara, he says in the Furish, the way Rabbi Ruvar Margolis says it. We grab the have the luxury of having Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara. But the bottom line is, Rabbeinu Chananel is Mefarish the Gemara exactly in this way that Rabbi Ruvar Margolis is saying it. And he says, that's why you have to sometimes know where to put the comma. He writes here in footnote number one. There's three footnotes. We're going to mention all three of them. In footnote number one, says, they're all worth it. Mikan azara lo'isam ha'poiskim, quote unquote. Talmuda didam b'simanai pisok. He says, I see gemaras that are coming out and they're starting to put kamas and nekudas and things. Kama mumchois uzehiris tzricha lekach. He says, sometimes you parch Rav Tzvi Hershchayis. You see, he put the kama in one place and he walked away with Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, not talking to each other and having a kpeda for 40 years, and if you would have put the kama somewhere else, it has a whole different pun of this gemara. So he says, I see now this is like a new industry. People are putting kamas in zachen. Kama mumchois v'zehiros tzricha lekach. The second footnote says Rav Ruvar Margolis. So if pshat in kadnoch nafshe de Rav Huna is not what Rav Tzvi Hershchayis said it is, so why then does it say kadnoch nafshe de Rav Huna? Meaning, Rav Tzvi Hershchayis said, it's a funny zach, when Rav Huna passed away, so then Rav Chizda walked into Beis Medrash, he asked the stira, why when Rav Huna passed away? So he said, gishmach, because for 40 years, he didn't walk into this Beis Medrash. So now all of a sudden, he walked in, he asked the kasha, but he says, according to the way I'm learning, this kpeda was a very short period of time. They fasted afterwards. So if that's the case, what's the kadnach nashe? So he says, take a look at what I wrote in my sefer, Netzoy Tzayar, Mesechtes Bava Kamadav Samach Vav. We spoke about this when we learned Bava Kamadav Samach Vav, where the Gemara says that there was a certain kasha that Rabbi Yosef had for 22 years. V'loy Ifrika, Adi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, but when Rabbi Yosef became Rosh Hashiva, he was able to answer this question. And Rabbi Margolis said at the time, what was the var? Because a Rav and a Rebbe and a Manig, any person that takes upon himself achrayas and leadership, he gets a sisyata deshmaya that really is Yosef mikifi yochaltoi, really where the sum is much greater than its parts. And Rabbi Yosef for 22 years couldn't answer this kasha, but then he became Rosh Hashiva. He had a siyata deshmaya like Dovin HaMelech and all the Rebbe we spoke about. And because he became siyata deshmaya, so that's why he was able to answer. He says, Pasha, that's what's going. Kanoch nafshi de Rav Huna, who became the next Rosh Hashiva? Rav Chizda. Oh, that's Rav Chizda. Had the siyata deshmaya to answer this kasha. That's footnote number two. There's more to it. We'll save that for another day. In footnote number three, says Rav Ruvar Margolis, I want to say something else. One more neifich to this whole thing. Rav Huna understood for a dove pasha. Then when Rav Chizda asked him this question, he meant him. That Rav Chizda is the Talmud of Rav Huna, but Rav Huna, Lamais, has to come on to Rav Chizda. I mean, if there was ever a mitamid, a yoysa mikul, and you think from a Talmud like Rav Chizda, you can only imagine. But says Rav Margolis, I hold that it's not muchach, that that's even what he meant. He says, take a look at Masechtas Menachis, Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. So the Gemara over there discusses Avimi. Avimi Tani Menachis Be Rav Chizda. Avimi went to Rav Chizda to learn Masechtas Menachis. Wait, the Gemara. Avimi Be Rav Chizda Tani. Avimi learned Masechtas Menachis by Rav Chizda. This is so good. Vam Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Kulfi Tobi Bali Me Avimi. Rav Chizda said, Ichab Gelent by Avimi. And not only did I learn by Avimi, Ichab Gechat by Avimi Yosni. Kufi tabi boli me avimi, right? Something belars. Pashini chap pech from avimi. Allah the hush maita based on a certain Allah. So what do you see from here? You see that Avimi was Rav Chisda's Rebbe. Sniffy was Rav Chisda's Rebbe. So why did Avimi Tani Menachis Bei Rav Chisda? It's very strange. I thought that Avimi was Rav Chisda's Rebbe. So why is Avimi learning by Rav Chisda? So the Gemara says like this. Avimi Mesechta is Akra is Akra. Like. Avimi once knew Menachis, and then Avimi forgot Menachis. The Asna Kamid Rav Chisda Lad Guri Gemara. So he went to his Talmud Rav Chisda, who he knew Menachis, and he said, I want you to teach me Menachis. Why do you have to go to his Talmud? If he's the Rebbe, you should have called him. He said, come to me. So the Gemara says, Sovar Hochi Mistayim Mulsatve. That if he's going to go to his Talmud, it's going to be much better. Rashi says, Al Tiyagati Matsasi Talmud, Pranch Malevitz in his Sichas Musa says that you see for me, Yagati Matsasi Talmud doesn't only mean how much you harava in trying to understand the Var. But any amelus and any gear that a person puts into learning, there's an element of Yagati Matsasi. You got even saucy if I work harder on the sugyas. No, even going to learn, that in and of itself is considered a gear. But Al Kapanim says, Rabbi Margolis, you see from here that Rav Chisda had a Rebbe, Avimi, who had to come on to him. His Rebbe, he was his Rebbe. Abba Lamaisi had to come on to him. He learned Mesechtas Menachos by him. So he says, Lulei de Mistafina, I would say that's what Rav Chisda was referring to. He never meant to be Mevayish Rav Huna. Why would he have done that? But this is a Mefurish Gemara where we find that Rav Chisda had a Rebbe that was Tzarech L'Talmida, and that was his question. He wanted to know what would be the halacha with someone like me and Avimi. Rav Huna thought he meant him. There was a shtickle paid not for 40 years. He fasted 40 taneisim. Either way, it's such a nafkamina where you put the kama. If you put the kama that there was a kpeda for 40 years, you walk away from this gemara. What? Rav Huna and Rav Chisda? They couldn't. 40 years? But if you know how to learn the Gemara and you know where to put the comma, it's a whole different Gemara. It's 180 degrees. There was a tiny bit of a kpeda. It was a misunderstanding. And Afal Pekin, they're both fasting. Arbom Tanesim. Either way, Megait Vaita. Tanu Rabbanon. Ha'oiskim b'mikra. If somebody learns Mikra, Mida, but there ain't a mida. So mida literally means a measurement. Meaning, it's a good thing. It's a measurement of good. But there ain't a mida. It's not the best. B'mishnah? If somebody learns Mishnah, Midah, it's a good thing. Then noit la'aschar, you're even going to get rewarded for it. Okay, it's even better. Gemara in lo chamida g'day l'misu. That's the best thing you can do. Ula oylam heavy rots le'mishnah yaisim en ha'gemar. But in the same breath, says the Braisna, if you have an opportunity to learn Gemara, learn Mishnayis, you should learn Mishnayis. How do you even read this? I'm the Gemara in the Chamida G'day L'mizu. First, he's telling me that when it comes to Gemara, that's the best thing you can do. Father, Amrit, ula oylam heavy rots le'mishnah yaisim en ha'gemara. And then you say, you should always run to learn Mishnah more than Gemara. Right? It's mamash a stira, one line to the other. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Bimei Rabbi Nishnis Mishnuzu. You have to know the background. Meaning, this that the Braisa says that it's better to learn Gemara was said in the times of Rebbe. There's a very, very long Rashi that talks about things we've spoken about so many times, the history of the writing of Teresh Baal Peh, etc. The relationship that Rebbe had with Antoninus, which very much facilitated the great work that Rebbe Danasi did, Ayin Shom. But the bottom line is, in the times of Rebbe, there was this big movement to be Mevayer, all the Mishnayos and all the Braisnes, right, to come up and to have the Mishnah. And during that time, Shavka Kuliyamu Masnisin, V'azul Basa Gemara. Everybody left the Mishnah and they learned Gemara. Right, it's a little counterintuitive. Because we're being Masad in the Mishnah, everyone's learning Gemara. What does that mean? It means you're trying to understand the Mishnah, yes, and you're trying to understand what's a Stam Mishnah, what's a Machloikis, what's the Halacha, what's not the Halacha. So all the Cheshbonis, which is all Gemara, that goes into knowing how to be Masad in the Mishnah, all of those things went on during that time. So Bimei Rebbe Nishnis Mishnah Zu, that Gemara Elochamid G'day L'Mizu, it's the best thing in the world, because it was so critical that everybody learned Gemara. Hadadarish Lahu, but then afterwards, they got up and they said, Ul'oilam Havi Ratz L'Mishnah Yoysim Gemara. You should run to Mishnah Yoysim Gemara. And the reason Rashi says is because they thought that people were stopping to learn Mishnayis, and as a result, they got worried. Because if you're not going to learn Mishnayis, it's oichet nishgut. So they said, "Heavy rutz l'mishnah yaisim ha'gemar." Now, just explain this the way Rashi explains it. What does that even mean? So they're working on the Gemara to be mevar the Mishnayis, and as a result, they're not learning Mishnayis. So therefore, you have to be mechazik. Everyone should learn Mishnayis. So Rashi says, learning Mishnayis meant working out the gersois. Learning Gemara meant understanding all the Mishnayos. So the focus, Bimei Rebbe, became, let's understand all the Lamdas and all the Boyalus and all the Chakiris and the Avayas, the Avayas, the Rav. That's what the Avodah was. And people stopped paying attention to the text. And that was a bad thing. And therefore, the bottom line is, on the one hand, Gemara, Ein L'chamid, G'day L'mizu, that was a Hisoiris that was needed and necessary at the time that Rebbe was doing his Gersa Avodah. It got to the point where it was a little risky
that maybe people would stop focusing on the text completely. And to counter that, they said, "La'olam heavy rots la'mishnah yoiser min hagemar." Says Gemara, "My darish." What was the drasha that precipitated the feeling that Gemara is in lacham mida gedoyla mizu? So the Gemara says, "Ki the darish Rabbi the Rabbi Loi." They darshan the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda be Rabbi Loi. The chsev the pasuk says, "Haged le." Ami Pisham Ulubes Yaakov Chatoisam. It's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, Perik Nun Ches. Sned Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. Hagel Ami Pisham Elo Tamid Chachamim. It's referring to the Tamid Chachamim. A Talmud Chacham, every avera that he does is a pesha. Sheshkogois Nasos Lahem Kizdoinas. Because even their shkogois are considered zdoinas. The Gemara is going to say in a reason, the reason in a moment that the reason is because even if they're a shoygig, really they're a poicheya. You're a Talmud Chacham. You should have known the halacha. So why didn't you know it? You didn't know it. You're a shoygig. Can't plead insanity if you could have known, and as a result, therefore, even the shkogas anasim kizdoinus. Ulubes Yaakov chatosam elu ame yaretz shnes doinus naslam kishkogas. But ame yaretz him faket every avera that he does is chatosam. It's only a chatos, so it's only a shogig. Meaning, even his mezid is a shogig, and the reason is because he's an oyer mutter. He doesn't really know the halacha. So the Talmud Chacham is always Pisham. That's for Hagilami Pisham. And the Amaretz is always Chatoisam. That's all the way Yaakov Chatoisam. Hainu de Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Oimitz, the same Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Stam Rabbi Yehuda in Shas is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. Have Yizor be Talmud, Sheshigigas Talmud, Oilizadoin. The point is that what they heard was this pasuk in Yeshaya, the Drosh of Yehuda Rabbi Loi, that if you learn, Ketman. And if you know, you could be a Lishmer Velasis also. That's what they tapped into. And that's what they said Gemara is so important. Because you can't pass Kinshilas from Mishnayas. And therefore, there was this is hilarious that everybody has to learn Gemara based on, interesting, this drasha of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi. You see, everything is totally in how much Gemara you know. Because if there's an opportunity to know Gemara and you don't, then every Avera that you do is automatically going to be a Zadin. Says the Gemara. Another drasha. Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi like, my dechsim, what's Peshat in the Pasuk? This is also a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perik Samech Vav. So the pasuk in its entirety says, "Shimu dvar Hashem acharedim avvari omru acheichem soineichem v'nadeichem l'man shmi yichbad Hashem v'nira b'simchaschem v'heim yevoishem." So what does this mean? "Shimu dvar Hashem acharedim el dvari elu tamid hachamim." It's referring to the tamid hachamim. When it says, "Omru acheichem elu bali mikra." So the bali mikra refer to brothers. When it says, "Soineichem Elu Bali Mishnah," it's referring to the Bali Mishnah. People that learn Mishnayos hate the people that learn Gemara. Why would that be? So Rashi says, because all the people that learn Gemara tell the people that learn Mishnayos, you know, you can't pass him from Mishnayos, right? It's not real lumbus. And as a result, Elu Bali Mishnah. Minadechem, what does that mean? Elu Ami Yaretz. The Ami Yaretz are Minadechem. Rashi says they're called Minadechem. The reason is, Talmidei Chachamim snuim umesuavim lahem kenida. Because they're people that hate Talmidei Chachamim, and as a result, Minadechem is Miloshin Nida. Shema Toima, you're going to tell me, Pasak Sivram, Ubat Al Sikuyam. So you would think that all these people, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Hacharedim Al Dvaroi, Amru Achechem, Soinechem Minadechem, Laman Shmi Yichbad Hashem. So the Pasuk's a little bit cryptic, but they seem to be saying something along the lines of that looking forward to the coming of Mashiach. That's the context of that Pasuk. And they're saying, Laman Shmi Yichbad Hashem. You would think that maybe because they're not perfect and because they're only Bali Mikra, the only Bali Mishnah, so maybe these people are not really going to merit to see all the great things that are going to happen when Mashiach comes. Talmud loyma v'nira b'simchaschem. Shema toyma, you're going to tell me Yisrael yevoishu. Meaning, you would think that maybe they'll witness Mashiach, but maybe there's going to be b'zioinus when Mashiach comes. Talmud loymar v'hem yevoishu, oivdei kechavim yevoishu, v'Yisrael yismachu. So all the yidden, at the end of the day, he learns Mikra, he learns Mishnah, this is better, this is work, abyssal gres, abyssal klein, it's true, there's madregas. Of course, there's nothing to talk about. But at the end of the day, a yid is a yid, and therefore this feeling that v'nira b'simchaschem, v'hem yevoishu, they're going to have b'zioinus. We're not going to have this. And on that note, Hadron Aloch Eilu Metzias, just to end today's daf with one hergish, and I want to give the Yashikoyach to Rebbeni Spiegel, who shared this with me. He texted me this Maram Malkin right before Purim, and he told me, "I'm giving you an early Shalach Manas," and he delivered. And this is from the Haggadah from the Novominsky Rebbe, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, that came out a few years ago in English. It's from page 60. So Nagodah Shtei Tazoy, that by the Seder, it was the minig of the Novominsky Rebbe to recite all the simonim. He would go through each one. Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, Rochatz, Moitzi, Matzah, etc., etc. And he would always say over a vart from his Zayda, the Baal Teferesish. So he said his Zayda asked the Kasha, that why is it that the simonim are called simonim? Meaning what they really are, they're mitzvahs that are noyheg at the Seder. But why this word of simonim? So he said a Dover Nifla. He said, because the Leil HaSeder is a Zman of Geula. We know there's a tremendous, tremendous Isoiris for Geula. Benisin Nigalu, u Benisan Asidim Ligal. And when the Yid comes to the Seder, he's hoping that he'll be Zoicha, the Geula Shalema. So he says as follows, David HaMelech said, To'isi Kiseh Oved, that I'm ablunged, I'm lost like a lost sheep. It means Klal Yisrael and Golus are not dead. It's not over, we're lost. We're an Aveda. We're a lost sheep. But if we're lost, what that means is that there's a hope that we're going to be found. So he said, how would one find an Aveda? Or if one found an Aveda, how would you return the Aveda? We just finished Perek Eilu Metzias. We just said the words, Hadron Halach Eilu Metzias. It would be through a simen. So we start the Leil HaSeder and we mention the simonim. To show a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Eibishta. You know what our simonim are? Our simonim are the mitzvahs. And we didn't forget the mitzvahs. We didn't stop doing the mitzvahs. And because of the fact that we do the mitzvahs, Sedah Simen. And therefore, if you find us, you'll be able to return us. And therefore, like this hope we're going to be found. So the Novmitzki Rebbe used to be Moisef. That really, that's what the Pasuk says. To'isi kiseh oved, bakesh avdecha. Because we're doing the mitzvahs, therefore Sadah Simen. You look at a Yid, you see his hanhag, he might not be perfect. Could be does averus, it could be has major issues, but at the end of the day, a Yid has a Simen. There's a Simen when a Yid is a Yid. And that's why we begin to say that with the Simonim to show mitzvah Secha Loi Shachachti. We didn't forget the mitzvahs, perfect, no. Oh, but mitzvah Secha Loi Shachachti. And being that we have a Simen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, find us and bring us back home, because it's through our Simonim that we're going to be returned. So, Rebbe was Moisef, that the Marsha says in Masechtes Makis Daf Chav Talad Amar Aleph. We learned the Gemara here and Daf Chav Zayin here in Perek Eilu Metzias. The Gemara says that if you go through the Pesukim of the Mitzvah Vashavas Aveda, so it says in the Torah you shouldn't see a Chamar, you shouldn't see a Seh, you shouldn't see a Shor, you shouldn't see a Simla V'chein Tasa L'chol Aveda Zochicha. And the Gemara made a Cheshbon why it says all the different things. Why does it say Shor? Why say Chamar? And the Gemara came out said the Aveda Kasha. Sorachin said David the Kasha. Why does the Torah say that if you find someone's lost seh, that there's a chiyuv to return it? Once you mention shor and you mention chamar, you mention simla l'chol avedas achicha. Said it was a tzrichas on everything. Of a seh, the Gemara said is kasha. Zochte marsha and chedushi agodas at the very end of Masechtas Makis. The Yesh Loimar. David HaMelech said ta'isi kiseh oived. Bakish nafdecha ki mitzvay secha lo yishachachti. Seh the Aveda Kasha of Impnimius, the says referring to Klal Yisrael. We're the law said, and what we're saying is HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yisucha l'salem hoshev teshivim. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to return the seh oived to isi kiseh oived, but to be returned we have to have simonim. The simonim are mitzvay secha lo yishachachti shloishim yom koidam l'chag v'chataki v'yizoycha to isi kiseh oived, but at the same time HaKadosh Baruch Hu should find us. He should be machriz the great Koil Shofar of the coming of Eliyahu HaNavi, and we should be zoicha to benisin nigalo benisin asidin ligal, the pious Koil Tzedek, and Erev Yemeinu Amen.